Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the number one podcast in
hell.
In this
the
house.
Number one podcast in hell. Yes. But,
before we started, Bonnie says to me, don't you know anything? Yeah, I know nothing.
No, I said...
Don't you know anything? That's what you said.
I said, don't get defensive. And he said, well, you're going to try to make me look bad. And yeah. I said, well, then just do it to yourself, because that's what comedy is like making fun of yourself a lot.
No, that was before then at the end.
I didn't say, don't you know anything?
Yeah, exactly. Those were your words. At the
about comedy.
You didn't say about comedy. You just said, don't you know anything?
I know you know things.
And how can you think I don't know anything about comedy? Are you kidding me? I'm a fucking...
Well, sometimes it seems weird that you don't see the comedy in yourself. Okay, so last time we... And I can see your facial expressions, by the way, so I know what you're doing.
First of all, before we get started, we need all new coffee cups. This one is too small. That one is too big. No, that one's okay size. That one's a... coffee cup size.
This is the Bert Kreischer.
But there's
look at me. I'm just only marched once.
Yeah, she's an advertiser. This is. I'm going to clear out all the coffee cups in there, throw them out, and get one size. That size is a coffee cup. This little thing, it's a cute cup.
I like that size. You want to switch?
No, this is too small. It's a nice pattern. It's Van Gogh. I like it, you know.
We got it from Amsterdam when we were there.
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't bring a cup back from Amsterdam. We still have a cup from... Why would we buy a cup in Amsterdam?
Because Rain and I went to go to the, like, museum, and we missed it, and all we could do was go in the gift shop.
At the Van Gogh.
But we didn't realize you had to be there a half hour before...
It closed?
No, it was like... Let's say it closed at 4:30. We were there... It had to be
before 12.
You had to be there a half hour before 4. You had to be there at 3:30. I don't know. It was like a weird thing.
Oh, so you let her down.
I mean, we took a bus. It was like hard to get there. We ran through the streets. Like, let's do it.
I've been to the Van Gogh Museum and the Rijk Museum.
Oh, well, that's where we got the cup anyway. If you don't believe me, that's okay. I don't care.
I believe you now. So we'll keep this little cup. We have a bar of soap somewhere in the bathroom in a cabinet that we bought at Buckingham Palace when we were in England. We had a towel somewhere. I don't know where that is, but we had that bar of soap. I don't know why that was our big souvenir gift.
I don't know. I bought you towels and soap at Buckingham Palace because you went back to the room to sleep, and I read, stay up, stay up. And then I had such terrible...
Jet lag,
and you were fine.
Yeah, I wasn't fine because I went back to bed.
I know, and then I couldn't turn it around. But then when we came back, I was fine. I didn't have to.
Came back home.
Yeah, I was right on schedule. I never went off it.
Fucking rivet.
Stayed up all night.
Well,
and I could not wake up during the day.
What should we do with that Buckingham Palace soap?
Okay, I don't know. Anywho.
It's in a cardboard box. Do you know what it looks like? I'll show it to you.
I don't remember it at all.
Remind me next time. Next week, I'll bring it down. Okay. Show the people.
Okay. Sounds good. So, last week, we spoke a little bit about, I think it was last week, maybe it was the week before, about revisiting old beliefs. Do you remember that? Like, you just think you believe something, but then if you actually go back and sort of think about it, you go, oh, maybe I don't believe that anymore. So this is a good example of that. Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, but it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Okay.
You're, okay.
So we're at Ellen's, which is Rich's second oldest daughter's house. She's got two
You
kids.
Could say my middle daughter.
Your middle daughter. I'm just trying to make it less complicated for people.
Second oldest daughter or middle daughter? What do you think sounds more complicated?
I think I went with what I thought was least complicated. But so if you disagree, that's fine. You're allowed to disagree.
My middle daughter. I have an older daughter and a younger daughter. And she's the middle daughter. That's a little easier than his second oldest daughter. Right? Agree?
I think this whole conversation is important. All right. And thank you for enlightening me on how to say
middle daughter.
Middle daughter. So we're in middle
or second oldest.
Middle daughter. We're leaving. First of all, Thanksgiving was lovely. She put on a nice,
unbelievable,
feast.
Big spread.
Before we left, I was like, nobody mentioned I'm vegan. Who cares? Yeah. Let me live it. Then the minute I get there, I'm like, is this vegan?
Yeah. She brings
I was doing it to be funny to you.
First of all, Bonnie made a vegan cheesecake that went right into the garbage. From the oven to the garbage. That's where it went.
No, I put it in the fridge because I was going to take it.
A vegan
and then
cheesecake.
I decided I'm just going to take a slice. Nobody wants vegan cheesecake. By the way, the TikTok/reel that I watched about it kept saying, no one will know that it's vegan.
Yeah, if you're going to an all vegan Thanksgiving.
And then the guy is like, my wife is not vegan. She loves this cheesecake. I was excited. I was.
What's the main ingredient in
tofu.
Cheesecake?
Oh, no.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, I guess.
What's the key word? What's the name of the cake?
But there's vegan cheese. Anyway.
It's gross.
It's made with tofu. And I took a slice and then I took a bite of it just to make sure that, you know, and I had to spit it out and throw the whole thing out.
Yeah, she thought she was blowing me.
It was so disgusting. Because, you know what, you had to put like a cup of nutritional yeast in it and you could really taste it.
Well, it was, I took a bite like that. It smelt like ass,
even though
I never smelled ass.
It smelled like bad sock.
Okay, let's name other things it smelled like.
Smell.
Like the garbage can outside.
Okay, done. Anyway, so go.
Oh, okay, move on. We're done with the comparisons.
Go ahead. You have more stuff to say about the vegan cheesecake?
Oh, horrific. And it didn't even look like cake. Well, first of all.
It looked pretty good. I put the caramel sauce on when it was hot. I should have done that.
You know, the problem with vegan stuff.
What is it?
Well, one, some stuff, it's either too much sugar or too much salt. Like Beyond Burgers are delicious because it's all salt. You're eating a lot of salt, a lot of sodium.
Well,
people
I mean,
call
with meat and I mean,
I'm not
a
comparing
regular
it.
Cheesecake you think is
I'm not
healthy?
No, but I'm not comparing it. I'm saying what's wrong with that. You know, if I say I don't like lobster, you don't have to go, well, you don't like steak either. I'm saying we're talking about vegan food right now, and a lot of it is, in my opinion, because I haven't done enough research on it.
Oh, my God. This is what we call a breakthrough.
I've only...
Rich admitting that he doesn't know everything about a subject. Wow.
Well, I know one thing. Everything I've eaten is... Not everything, but a lot of it is either too much salt or too much sugar. Let's move on.
Okay. So, we're leaving Ellen's. And Rich looks at that big turkey and he says, I'll take the leg.
No, I look at the turkey leg. I didn't look at the big turkey because there was not any white meat laying around.
Yes, there was. There was a whole bunch. But whatever. Okay, it doesn't matter. You didn't eat. You weren't thinking that. So don't go back and try to like refigure out. You looked at the leg. You wanted the leg. You had to wrap up the leg. I said at that moment, oh, I didn't know you liked dark meat. He goes, I don't. I don't say too much about it. Later that night, oh, this is kind of funny. our cat got out. We spent like an hour and a half looking for our cat.
Holy Jesus. 40 minutes in the cold though, so it felt like an hour and a half.
I think it was longer than that. It was a long time.
God, do you exaggerate? You're mentally ill. I'm looking at you in the screen. We spent 2.5 days. Go ahead. And the cat got out because Bonnie's unaware of her surroundings a lot. Like, I've never, except once.
Okay, so I had it once and you had it once.
No, you've had the cat get out a lot. More than once, but that's okay. And then it runs behind the fence, so you have to...
But can I just say why the cat gets out more with me? Which I don't remember another time, but... Because I'm the one who always lets it... It's like... I would break more dishes than you because I'm doing more dishes. I'm around more dishes. So
I let the dog out a lot.
The cat goes out more because I'm the one who's always opening the door for the dog.
Not always. I do it a lot.
Okay.
If I go to the shed.
I think we know how this conversation is going to go because we start to see him. He's defensive about how many times he's let the cat out.
But you're defensive on how many times you let the cat out. I let the dog out. Ooh.
So the cat, we finally get the cat back in. Then the TV
fucking nightmare.
Won't work.
Freezing.
Then we have to go watch the rest of our show in my room. Rich makes himself a turkey sandwich with the turkey leg, goes upstairs, is eating it as we're watching the show, and says, "This is the best sandwich I've ever had."
I didn't never said that
you
about
said
that sandwich.
About how good the sandwich was. Maybe you didn't say it's the best I ever had. You said, "This is so good. This is like really a good sandwich," or whatever. And I go again. I go, "But now please don't lie about this conversation." So I go, "Oh, okay. I thought you didn't like dark meat." You go, "I don't." I go, "But that's dark meat." "Yeah." I go, "But you just said you really liked it." "I don't." What? It goes on and on. It's like, who's on first? It's insane. And then he starts saying, "Once in a blue moon, yes, I like it." But yeah, then you still like it. You just don't like it that... You just don't have it that often.
First of all, my preference, obviously, is the white meat from the turkey breast. Every now and then, you look at those big drumsticks, and it reminds me, because you weren't there, and you... don't know, but it reminds me when I took my daughters, my oldest and my middle daughter, Jessica and Ellen, when I took them to Disneyland in Florida, not the one in California, not Disney World. We bought, or people bought, these gigantic drumsticks they sold. And it reminded me of that when I saw it. I go, every now and then, I'll like a drumstick, a couple bites. I like it. The skin, if it's crispy. And there was no white meat there. Bonnie says there was. I can call Ellen right now, and I guarantee she'll say there was hardly any white meat left. And if you want me to prove it, I'll do it right now. If there was...
Okay, go ahead.
Call her.
Yeah, because I remember seeing like a huge amount of white meat, but...
Hold on, let's see.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
It's funny to say I don't like it and then be like, this is like so great.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing our podcast. We have a question.
You're on the podcast.
You're on the podcast, all right.
Okay, I'll Venmo request you after.
Yeah, and then we'll Venmo request you.
Okay. When I left Thanksgiving, and I asked for that, and remember, and try to, because you're not the smartest of my kids, so try to remember.
Oh, my God. Okay, you wanted to be on your side, don't you?
What's that?
We're off to a good start. Okay.
And I said, "Can I have that drumstick?" Remember I took the drumstick?
Okay, I know you took the drumstick, yes.
There was like no white meat, right? Remember when I talked and you said all the white meat was gone?
Okay. What is the question?
Was there white meat when I was leaving?
There was a little bit left.
Not much, though.
There was not much white meat left.
And you couldn't even barely see where it was. Where was it?
Oh my God. I mean, I have eyes.
Not you, me.
If Rich had asked for white meat, would you have given him white meat to go?
Yes.
Oh, wow. There you go.
But how
Thank
much?
You, Ellen. Thank you.
Wait, which Thank was you. No? Which was which was more convenient? On that plate, there was no white meat. It was just a drumstick, if you remember.
I don't know why you took the drumstick. You never eat dark meat, so I was confused why you took that.
First of all.
Oh my God!
Listen, you are.
By the
smart.
Way, the dinner was fantastic.
Yeah, we said how good the dinner
Everyone
was.
Everyone was saying the turkey was great.
People good. loved your dinner. Bonnie
good,
and I.
Never doing it again.
You're doing it Christmas.
Yeah, but no turkey.
Bonnie and I were the biggest hit at your dinner, right? People.
I mean, you didn't have much competition.
But we were.
Mike's dad's very personable. We were. We saw him getting a lot of laughs. We were not impressed.
There you go.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're bringing real comedy.
Okay, so let's.
I would hope so.
Okay, see, I don't like your attitude.
How was the drumstick?
I didn't
he
eat
said
that much.
It was the best thing he ever ate.
No. I made a sandwich, but then I threw the rest out the next morning.
I'm sure you made a sandwich.
After I made the second sandwich. Okay, well, listen, it's been a real pleasure, and you are my smartest daughter. I'm sorry. I thought I made a mistake. So
yeah, I'll let it slide this time.
Thanks, Ellen.
Peace
Bye.
Out.
Bye.
Whoa.
Okay, so...
What? See what I see? I told
I'm just
you.
Saying, like, sometimes we put in our heads that we don't like something or that we have a preference for something and we never revisit it.
Oh, wait,
it
hold
again.
On. Let's get back to Dr. Bonnie.
And listen, it's just, it's a good, it's an interesting thing to do to just every once in a while go, huh, do I actually like this or do I actually not like this?
Well, I would never go out and say, can I have a dark meat turkey sandwich?
But maybe you should. You liked it.
I didn't. I That's liked it saying. At that moment because I was hungry, and I put.
I think you didn't know that was dark meat.
Are you?
Because
I can't. You don't think I know that? I don't look at what I'm putting on my bread and in my mouth. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that was a penis. I thought it was a fucking turkey sausage.
I mean, I kind of believe that true. You're gonna be like. I thought it was a turkey sausage. Yes. I like that the penis is still within your dietary restrictions.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. So, interesting. Then, this last, yesterday, was it yesterday? The day before?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You want to talk a little bit?
No, I'm saying your memory. It was 2 days ago.
Oh, it's 2 days ago. Annie Letterman and her fiance Todd, last name we don't know, they were in Philly and said, can we come over and hang out? Sure. Right? So they come over, hang out.
We didn't say sure, you did. I was debating it.
Well, it was fun. Annie and I went hiking and then we went to
where you go hiking?
Thrift store at the park I freaking talked about all the time.
Wait, first of all,
freaking, I know.
What park? The one by our house or the up in the mountains?
No, not like a real hike, like
a walk. Then you went for
the
a
woods.
Walk.
It was, but I know, but it's like not just on a path. It's like that they have paths through the woods, whatever.
All right.
So, whatever. We went for a walk. But went for a hike. Sounds like we did something. So then, Rich gets back from golfing and
shot 39 on the back.
We say, let's go for dinner. Rich goes, I know a great Italian place.
Yes.
Okay. We're like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Well, you said you wanted Italian food.
Right. So we pull up to a place that says pizza and pasta. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers, but last Valentine's Day, or maybe it was the Valentine's Day before, Rich was going to take me to this fabulous Italian restaurant. And when we pulled up to the place that said, no name, just pizza and pasta.
Yeah, that's the name. It's Joe's.
Yeah, Joe's Pizza and Pasta. Okay. And
delicious. Go ahead.
You could see the counter, you know, like people are just buying a slice. very well lit. I Googled it at that point when it was supposed to be our Valentine's Day dinner, and it doesn't serve alcohol. So I was like, we're not going there for Valentine's Day. I'm not going into the most well-lit establishment on the planet. So Rich takes none of this in, right? Because he's decided this is where we're going to show off for our guests.
I'm not showing off. I want good food and something convenient. And it's a Monday night. A lot of places aren't open on Monday night. The place in Manville, across from Walmart, Grub Hut, that's not open on Monday night. A lot of places aren't open. And that's convenient, right down the bypass, and we were there. Go. What do you got?
So they say no. As we're getting out of the car, they're like, no.
No, they didn't say.
They're like that meme. Immediately no. Immediately no.
No. Go ahead.
They're not into it.
They are.
He takes us through the back door, which makes it worse, because now we're going through where there's like, and they're going, Rich, no, Rich.
No, they didn't say you were doing that.
No,
you were trying
to
get.
I wasn't doing it. I didn't say
you
no.
were trying to get him against me.
All I said when we pulled up was, I Googled this place before. It doesn't have alcohol. So
I said, come to the
Todd
dining room.
If Todd wanted to have a beer with his meal, or I wanted to have a glass of wine, we couldn't do it.
Good, because they were driving, but go ahead.
So everybody's like, no. Rich is like, barrels through, because Rich doesn't care at all.
No, I said, I'll show you the dining room. And they like the dining room.
He'll twist your brain until you say it's good. Like, he'll just keep battering. He won't listen to you about, like, this is not a place I want to eat. Instead, he'll just keep hounding you until you're like, is this good? Is this good? Is this good? Until you're finally like, okay, fine, shut up about it.
All the bread you want.
So, no one else in the restaurant. Not one other person.
Yes, there was another couple. It was Monday Night Football.
Very well lit. Very well lit.
We went back to the dining room. Nice ambiance.
No, there's no ambiance. And we sit down and we order, right? And then
salads were good.
Above the restaurant, right above where we're sitting, there is a dance studio, and all you can hear is just clump. It's just like fat people just pounding their feet. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, we had to keep stop talking.
Yeah, we didn't have to.
Because it was that loud. And you don't notice. You're just like, what? Every time it started happening, Annie would point up. We'd laugh. You'd be like, what? What? Because you don't care about anything but the food.
It was good.
All you ever get is chicken parm, which who knows if it's good. You put a little breading on. You put a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Who knows if it's good? I do.
Mozzarella, little tomato sauce. It's like pizza. It's like even when it's bad, it's good. It's like, how do you even know it's good? I mean, have you ever had a bad chicken parm?
Yes, yes. When we went out on our anniversary dinner to that place in Somerville. I don't want to say their name.
I thought it was just because it was small portions.
No, it was a big, thick piece of chicken.
Too thick.
Yeah, it was horrible. There was a bone in it. It was like the chicken breast. They threw a bone in it. It was fucking horrible. Okay. But go ahead. This was nice and thin. You see the size of the plate they gave me?
But there's other things when you go out with people you want to like.
We got our own corner table.
And the noise. I mean, it was fucking hilarious. So then he tells me earlier, well, if Annie and Todd come, fine, but they have to have coffees or teas and dessert in the in his like sitting room, you know, his
my living
funeral room.
Room,
whatever you want to call it. And then he won't do it.
Well, we started watching.
We ate. Why didn't we take the desserts? I thought you were trying to get rid of them. I thought you were like, I don't want to sit in the room because I want to go.
No, we started watching football, me and Todd. Monday Night Football.
And then he was comfortable. Like, can we go in that room? And you go, no.
No, I said, I don't want to. You guys can't. I didn't say you can't go in that room.
Well,
you
she thought that you could. She couldn't go.
No.
She was like, we can't go in the room?
No, you two could have went in that room and had your little girl talk. We were watching football. I wasn't drinking coffee that late. That I meant before we go out, if we sit and have coffee and have a nice conversation. But after you're done, you don't go in there and have coffee at 8:30. Well, you thought wrong. That's okay. You know, a lot of times you don't do research or ask, or you just think and then move on. Then 2 years later, say, remember that time you wouldn't let him in your room? You know, that's what you'll say.
That's how we see it. That's how we remember it.
Well, it was 2 days ago. That's not how it went. It was two days ago.
In my journal.
Yeah, well.
And then Rich wouldn't let us in his room.
It's the living
room.
He's
so territorial.
It's the living room. Anybody can go in there at any time, you know. We weren't going to have coffee. If we were having coffee at 5 or tea or something, yeah, it would have been nice. But whatever. So we sat there, we hung out, we had a good time. Look, the bottom line is, if you're with people you like and you're talking, having fun, it doesn't matter if you're in Popeyes or if you're in some 5-star restaurant. If you're with people you like and you're talking and you're trashing other comics like comics do, you're having a good time, it doesn't matter. So the bottom line is quality.
We weren't trashing other comics.
Yeah, we were.
Why
of
we
course.
Trashing?
I don't know. I mean, we're saying
I was tired anyway. It was like too late.
Yeah, to go into the living room.
I was like, are you guys going to leave? I got to go to bed.
I never wanted them to leave. I wanted them to stay for a couple days.
Oh, I said they could stay at the guest room.
Yeah, they were leaving the next day. But I guarantee they had more fun with us than they would with another comedy couple in LA, whoever they would pick. I don't know.
Okay, anything else you want to bring up?
Mm-hmm.
I said, think of things all week, put them in your notes app, and then you can bring them up during the podcast. Any issues you've had with me? Anything you'd like me to change about myself?
Where you live.
It's always the same joke. It's so dumb. If I were to leave right now, I heard you tell the joke on stage the other night.
What joke?
About my wife and I had a huge fight. I said, here's $20,000 to leave.
25.
She said, that's not enough. And I realized, never make your last offer first.
Yeah, that's a good joke. It's a good joke.
It's 400 years old.
No, it isn't. It's about a year old.
A year old? Rich, yes. That happened like 2 years into our marriage.
No, it didn't.
When do you think it happened?
It's on my last album. It's recent.
It's not a recent joke.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's bizarre. I'm going to go find instances of you talking about that from fucking 10 years
ago. I would have never said that 10 years ago.
When did we have the fight? It was literally when we first got married.
No.
Yes.
No.
And if you did it on your last album, you probably have done it on 2 or 3 albums.
No, because I go over when I make an album, I have my editor.
I don't know why that actual thing that you're talking about happened so long ago. It's triggering. It's not a fun memory. And you're just doing it on stage like it happened yesterday.
Well, whatever. Wait, what was it? Why did you bring that up?
Because I don't want people. I'm like, do people think like he's like, it's just such a weird thing to be like, people think it's real and true.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. And also,
you do 10 minutes on that. I'm
dumb. Why would you give me money? Think about that. Why would you give me money? If I want a divorce, I'd be fucking out of here, man.
First of all, nuts. You do 10 minutes on how dumb I am or this or that.
But it's all factual. It's all factual.
It's not factual.
It's factual. Where is it not factual? I'd like to know.
I'll listen next time and write down what's not factual.
It's all factual. Do you say hunk instead of honk?
What's that got to do with anything?
That's part of the joke. Did you go to school in New Jersey? Did you not finish? Did you fall through the cracks?
No. How did I fall through the cracks?
Nobody cared about you.
That doesn't mean you. What do you?
That's what falling through the cracks is, when you can quit school at 10th grade and nobody fucking gives a shit.
Well, people care about me.
They didn't care then. They didn't make you go back. You fell through the cracks.
You think you fell through the cracks?
I I did it. I finished school early.
That doesn't mean you didn't fall through the cracks.
I graduated a half a year before everyone else.
That doesn't mean you didn't fall through the cracks.
Well, I didn't fall through the cracks. In what way? Where? For what? Do you know what falling through the cracks means?
Yeah. Yeah. You had a bad childhood.
No, I had a great childhood. I had some bad shit happen.
Yeah.
But no fault of my parents.
No, they were good parents. Well, anyhow, you fell through the cracks.
I didn't fall through the cracks.
You fell through a hole. Anyhow, so what are you saying?
I'm saying don't do that dumb joke. It's don't so tell stupid. Me. That it was sounds... a real fight that we had fucking 15 years ago.
No, people know you exaggerate. It wasn't.
It is. Okay, I do exaggerate.
Well, okay, maybe then. Maybe it happened.
Maybe it was a baby when we had that fight. Maybe we were in the condo when we had that fight.
Okay, maybe the fight was 15 years ago, but the joke is only 2 years
old. I remember when you wrote the joke literally 2 days after the fight. You well, started then doing
guess
that
what?
Joke.
Then I dropped it and I brought it up.
You dropped it, now it's back. Well, yeah, drop it again. It's time to drop it again. You want people to think like you're offering your wife money to leave? Like, what a bizarre, horrible fucking thing. It's not like you're like, people are like, yeah, what a great guy. This guy is fucking amazing.
Whatever.
Offering his wife a fucking piddly 25 to leave.
Piddly?
I feel like walking on stage at that point being like, this is the wife. Do you really think he's trying to get me to leave? Come on. I don't think so. I married you for one reason and one reason only.
What?
You would never leave.
I would never leave?
There's no fucking way. I'm like a dude in 90% of the ways, which you hate women, so that's good.
Oh, you're putting that out there. I hate women. I have three daughters. Women are
You're homosocial. You like men and male attention. You don't care about female attention.
Are you kidding me? If not, I like it from hot girls.
There's no hot girls anymore for you. The minute you say hot girls, you're a creep. Because there's no fucking 60-year-old woman that's hot. It's just not going to happen for you.
Bonnie, okay.
This is as good as it's going to get for you, okay? Right here. Right here. This is it. You go, oh, I would like a hot girl. Turn to your wife and go, well, I guess that's as good as I'm going to get.
First of all.
You don't have enough money.
I have good money.
To get a hot girl? You don't spend enough money. You think some 30-year-old, raised up her age for you so you don't look so gross. You think some 30-year-old hot woman is going to share a soda when you take her to a movie? No, she's going to want her own soda. You think she's going to go to Joe's Pizza and Pasta?
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, it's like you can't talk because there's so much noise from upstairs.
First of all, I'm not saying like a model.
What are you saying? Because I've seen you go through the women. Sometimes they're just walking by our car.
That was 15 years ago.
Oh, I thought we were allowed.
15 years.
15 years ago.
Bonnie.
When we were dating, before we got married, this should have been a red flag for me. He's at the airport and he goes, I'm looking at every woman that passes me. Right there, I was like, maybe not the best thing to tell a girl you're dating. I'm looking at every woman who passes me by and there's something wrong with all of them. He told me this to build me up. Yeah. Like, I hate women. Anyway.
No, I didn't say I hate
women. Coming home.
First of all, I was leaving. Second of all, I was just saying, you know.
You know you were like at the airport, you were.
I don't.
Arrivals or departures.
Yes. Okay. First of all, so Bonnie, this girl, this lady, this woman, whatever, who I see all over Instagram and Facebook.
Oh my God. He tells me these stories.
Right.
It's insane to tell your wife these stories.
No, it's not the one. She's either actress, model. Yes, I do. I know a lot about her. I don't stalk her.
She might have been on Vogue.
Well, she
that
had a
might have been photoshopped. I don't know who she is.
Anyhow.
Maybe she's a comedian. Who he knows nothing
yes,
about
well,
her.
Yes, well, she does.
He goes,
she does
he knows,
shows.
He goes, she's a double D.
I don't know. What's a double? What's is?
I don't know. It's a bra size.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
She's a 34 double D.
I don't
all
you
he
see,
knows about her.
I know. First of all, I see she does shows in New York and in L.A.
What kind of shows? Stand up?
Yeah, she did one show.
You just see her on. This is
no.
This
I saw.
You just see this and you go, I guess.
No, she did one show in New York. I think Hot Models of Stand Up or something or. Anyhow, and she does when the Barbie movie came out, she was in it, was doing promoting of the movie. Anyhow, all I did.
Could you ever know less about a person?
I know. I know
that you're about to talk about.
I know Instagram about the person. I don't know the person.
Well,
if I knew the person,
you got her whole fucking thing there. She's got a bio. She's got every fucking picture and video that she's ever fucking done.
Why would I read it? She's not my friend. I'm not going to stalk her.
The story here is that Rich slipped into her DMs.
No, I said
knowing anything about.
No, her. She first. I know she's
he has
in
no
entertainment.
That DMing a woman saying like, "Oh,
I said no." She liked one of my posts, and I wrote back.
Just liked, didn't comment on it.
And I wrote back, you're killing it out here. Congrats. That's all.
He says you're killing it. He knows nothing about her. What
I see her
post. What does she wrote back? Well, how am I killing it? You're like, I don't know. Are you
no.
a model? Or are you a hot girl
no.
of stand-up? Or
no, I see.
Sure. Well, when you're telling us, you don't know any of it.
I say you don't listen. You're just
oh, no,
yapping.
Because everything you say, you're like, maybe she
no.
is or something like this. You don't know.
I do.
You just said you didn't read her bio.
I read stuff.
You couldn't tell me her name.
It's a hard name. I complimented her.
He would think it was okay
to compliment
her.
I didn't DM.
And then tell his wife that he DM'd her. And then I had to explain to him what slipping into someone's DMs is. And then he was like, but I wasn't. I was like, but that's how men do it. So when you do it, it seems like that's what you're doing. Now she thinks this guy who's married to one of the greatest female comedians of all time. Very successful. Writer has an Emmy, but slipping into this fucking bitch's DMs.
I didn't slip in. I just congratulated. She liked
that's
something.
What slipping into someone's DMs is, though.
Well,
you cannot compliment a woman on Instagram through her DMs because every time she gets a compliment on Instagram in her DMs from a man, they try what? To. That's how they try to get you to respond so that they can then. Try to fuck
oh,
you later.
What if you're doing a show with a girl or you see a girl, woman do a stand up and then you write the next day, hey, you did great last night, great set.
Yes, you can do that. That's fine. But it's still listen, I'm not saying it's right and I'm not saying that's what you did. I'm saying that's how it's perceived. And if somebody goes, hey, you were great last night, and I go, oh, thanks. You should come see me again. And he writes back, yeah, I will. Now we're having a fucking conversation. Well, now we're starting something up.
But I didn't say
did
that.
Did she
I
respond
said,
to you?
No.
No, because she thinks you're slipping into her DM.
Well, I don't know what that, I never heard
I
that.
I just explained
I know,
to you
but
so
I never heard
know.
It. I never heard slipping.
And the fact
something.
That you never heard it before is also bewildering because it's all anybody fucking talk. Do you listen to other people when you're
no one's
there,
ever said slipping into someone's DM.
You've never sat at the table with other comics and
yeah.
they've never said it.
Never. I never heard that.
You have heard it. You
no.
shut it out. Because
that's not
you
true.
You hear something you don't understand, you just go,
No.
Yes, you do. You go, I'm not gonna inquire what that is.
That's not true.
I don't know what's going on.
You may be a bunch of girls sit around talking about slimming.
No, not a bunch of girls, Rich. This is
guys life. I've never been at a table where someone goes, I slipped into her DM. What's it called, DM? Direct message, yeah, DM. I've complimented people.
I don't know anyone who would argue this and go, oh, thank you for that information.
Well, now I know I won't do it again.
But you keep just saying, I wasn't. Oh, I didn't know I did that. Thank you for the information. I won't do it again. Why was I the only woman I've ever DM'd that I didn't know happened to be one of the hottest women in comedy?
She's not one of the hottest. I've DM'd other people and congratulated, and I'm sure guys and girls, you know.
Or, guys that you know. I'm sure you've not DM'd a guy you don't know. I'm sure you've never DM'd a guy.
When someone says, I just celebrated a certain amount of time, I'll DM them, say congrats. Okay. I don't know what I don't do anything creepy. I just read and do whatever I do. But I'm not, there's no motive.
Are men just, because listen, I don't think you're a bad person, and I honestly don't think that you're like out there trying to get female attention.
Not from fucking, you kidding me?
I just said.
Okay.
However, it's like, now I'm starting to think, like, are all men inherently creepy? Like, the fact that you wouldn't know that or think about it or understand it in any fucking way up until right this second.
That's creepy, congratulating somebody? I don't think it was creepy, but maybe that's how the world perceives it.
Because it wasn't a fat girl that you're complimenting.
Oh, I've complimented. Yes, that's not true. I've complimented.
And why would you tell your wife? Because you started feeling guilty?
No. I was saying that famous people follow me. Or like what I'm saying.
You said to me many times, stop chewing your gum like that. I honestly can't take it right now. I'm getting irritated. She won't give me back to me. You don't know that she's famous. You don't know anything about her. Every time I said, is she famous? What's she famous for? You have no fucking answer. Maybe the Barbie movie. So it's hard for me.
Well, I don't do a lot of research. I just see somebody posting a lot of stuff. They're working a lot. So I said, I wasn't, okay.
Should I be worried? Okay, now let me know in the comments. Should I be worried? Is he trying to cheat on me?
With a married woman with kids?
Please explain to me if I'm being unreasonable that this isn't an isolated incident. There's a couple of times where he's like, I'm now in a weird conversation with someone that, you know.
She's making stuff up.
Were you not getting calls from a woman at some point?
That was years ago. Someone I dated. I dated her. And she just started calling me out of nowhere. She was kind of crazy. And I blocked her. Okay, and I told you, I dated.
I know, but when I started to try to get information, and I was like, who DM'd?
Because I didn't know.
Who DM'd who first? You were like, I'm not sure.
Well, I didn't DM her. There's no way.
Well, email her, text her, whatever.
No, because she goes,
tiptoes into these things. You know what is interesting about this conversation right now?
What?
Is that we started off by saying, like, let's actually take a look at our beliefs and see what's real or not real. And this is a good place for you to start. It's like, why don't you really, in your own head, you don't have to do it with me, and it's probably better if you don't. What are you really doing, and what are you really trying to get out of it? Like,
nothing.
Are you needing female attention?
Not at all. I have enough of it.
I think you need to relook at it. I think you really do need to relook.
You're not a doctor. You're not a therapist.
I'm not a doctor, but I told you that. Wife of somebody. If I was, I DM Matt Reif, and I said, "Hey,
you're killing it.
You're killing it out there.
Good, congratulations. You were.
At least I know who Matt Reif is.
You were going to have a stranger do your resume or your website that you didn't even know. You didn't think that guy had a motive. You were going
to
have.
Oh my God, this is a great thing to bring up, because anytime I've ever had any interaction with any male that Rich didn't know, he lost his mind. At one point, and I'll bring this up even, which, you know, is a weird thing to bring up.
Why
at
you start point, a fight? All you're
I'm
doing
not starting a fight. You brought up to me that you were DMing a woman All I'm saying is...
I said not were one time. Don't say were like it was going back and forth. But I just congratulated somebody. That's not a DMing. It's...
When I explained to you what sliding into her DMs meant, it didn't... Oh. Like a light bulb didn't go off. You're like, ooh, whoops.
How do you slide in? Anybody can DM somebody that's following them. It's not... I didn't...
That's why it's called sliding in. You try to get a response from someone. Once you get the response, then you can start a conversation. Once you start a conversation, you can be friends. Once you're friends, you can meet up. Once you meet up, you can fuck them.
That's
how it works.
That's the creepy way of looking at things. That's a way...
Women... Look at 90% of the guys who DM this woman who happens to be married, it turns out, this is the first time hearing of that, probably are trying to slip into her DMs. That's why she doesn't respond to you. Because she's like, ew.
Well,
if 90% of the men who are doing it are being a little creepy, and you're not, you're still going to seem creepy.
Not if she sees that I'm a comic that married. If she knows me.
If she sees that you're a comic that's married, she's going to think you're creepier. Or, why do you think she didn't respond? Because
she probably gets
creep.
A thousand of
well,
them.
I feel like in the last month, I've had a few conversations with you where I'm like, you're at an age now where you really got to be careful about that creep level. You really do, because a couple of things you've done, it's like, ooh, that gets creepy. When you make jokes to young women, which I've seen you do, it gets creep level. You can't do it anymore. You've got to shut down the sexual comments.
I don't really do that.
You don't really, but occasionally is enough. So stop. Just don't do it. Don't DM women you don't know.
Okay, so now
even just to say, because really, when you're going, hey, you're doing great out there, you're killing it out there.
Yeah, that's
you
all.
You want a response?
No, because see, and she was complimenting me, so I complimented her
by liking a post.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Very minor way of. She's not trying to get your attention.
Oh, well,
That's very minor.
Well, okay. I'm not.
She's probably like, oh, God. All I did was like his post, and now he's fucking coming at me.
Well, I won't do it again.
Or do it on her main post so everyone can see.
Oh, that's what I did. I replied, I think, on her thing.
You said it was a DM.
No, I replied.
Maybe
I can look it up. I think I replied.
Okay, now I'm sure that's not true. That's now Rich trying to make.
I don't remember, but to tell you the truth, maybe I just replied. Ooh, if I did, then all of this was a waste of time.
It's still weird. It's still a little weird to just be like to replying and DMing women you don't know anything about. You couldn't tell me one joke. You don't know she's funny. It's like a bizarre thing to be like, you're killing it out there. You've never
I've seen
said that
a
to
million
me
things
one fucking time.
All the time I say it to you. Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying as a kind of funny
gonna,
little thing. It's
I'm
like,
going to DM you tonight.
DM me. Say I'm killing it. Slip into my DMs,
what
bitch.
Happened to your wrist?
Oh, I was from cooking.
How do you cut yourself and burn yourself
no,
all
I,
the time?
I was pulling it out, and I don't know. I'm sloppy.
All right. Well, we should wrap this
up. I give such good blowjobs. I'm sloppy. Oh, don't worry. I won't say that to you. I'll say that to someone in their DMs.
Okay. Tell them. Okay. I give a good blowjob. How do you exaggerate to this?
You have to put a cap on the creep factor. You have to.
I'm not. I don't do creep stuff. Are you kidding me?
But see, you're sitting there going, "I don't do creep stuff." We just said two things.
Well,
that
no,
are
you
creepy.
Said one thing. What
no,
was the other thing?
Being in the DM and then commenting on women's bodies or making jokes about sex young women.
I don't do that online.
No. In real life, I've seen it. So stop. You have. Okay. So say, "Oh, don't go." I don't do it. You'll never change if you don't think you do it. Say, oh.
I just said I won't DM. Are you not listening? I said I won't do it again. Now I know that's
then
slipping.
Why did you say I don't do it?
I don't do it like I sit around and be creepy.
Well,
you know, I was sitting with two comics last night, some young girl and another guy.
And I was just talking to him. I didn't say one creepy thing.
Well, making great strides. You know, it's always a big pride moment for a wife when her husband says, I sat there for 20 minutes, didn't say one creepy thing.
Yeah.
You're lucky you had me. Otherwise, you would be such a creep right now. Because of the way that you acted before we met, you would be diving down in there. There'd be no one to tell you, hey, that's gross. Because you don't see things a certain way. You only see things out your own eyes. You're never like taking on someone else's perspective.
Well, if this girl's listening, I wasn't being creepy. You
say, I was being creepy, but I didn't mean to, and I'm not going to do it again.
My intentions weren't creepy. If it was, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, why do you do it into the cameras?
I thought you told me not to look into the camera.
I said don't look into the...
You're right.
It's so hard to teach you. It's so hard.
Are you like Anne Bancroft and I'm like Helen Keller?
Yes.
Patty Duke, I'm like Patty Duke and you're Anne Bancroft.
I
You're the miracle
give me your
worker.
Hand. Give are, you, your hand.
Are you the miracle worker?
No DMs.
What was I supposed to say?
I'll do it for you. I want to just apologize for my husband. He's dumb. He doesn't like it when I talk about that in my act, but case in point here. He has a very hard time learning new things. Very difficult. But hopefully we did something here today.
Do you have to call me your husband? Can't you just say Richard?
I'll take the 25. Change my mind. I'll take the 25,000. I'm out.
Well, I have a busy day today. I got to go hang a mirror in a bathroom.
Let's just end it. Do we really need to go through a list of things you have to do?
Pack. Do some other stuff.
Because he's getting kicked out.
I'm working Thursday night, Zanies in Rosemont.
Who's the young female comic that's opening for you?
Aaron Putnam.
Can you stop chewing your gum, honestly? I love Nick, the guy.
Our producer.
Our producer, who he also edits our clips. But it's hard on him to edit stuff that it's got to be.
Is there a reason you say you love him? You love him? Like, is that.
Girls can say whatever they want. Don't worry about that.
I remember one time. Oh, well, anyhow.
He's a great producer and he does great clips for us. So he's going to quit one day. He's going to go, I just can't take the gum anymore. I just can't do it.
Is he going to act gay like that?
I just. Is he gonna...
So anyhow.
Okay, thank you. There's
no, I get a plug where I'm working, stupid. That's mean. No, I didn't mean. Sorry, you're not stupid.
It's like, why am I still here? I'd love to know. Why am I still here? What is it about me that I hate that I would like put up with this? What did I do in a past life that I'm like, you know?
Do you believe in past lives?
Yeah.
Of course. What do you think you believe in past lives?
What do you think, we just live this one time? And
you believe you're a flat earther?
I mean, I don't know. It's round.
Whatever. And I'm sorry I talked to you that way. Okay, so Thursday, I'll be at Zany's in Rosemont. And Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Cabin. The Comedy Cabin in outside of Madison. I don't know why I'm still here. I don't know. Do I hate myself?
I don't know. Probably. I guess we both hate each other.
The Comedy Cabin outside of Madison, Wisconsin. I don't know the exact location, but look it up. Comedy Cabin Friday and Saturday, and Thursday Rosemont. And I'm going to go sit here and do it since Bonnie told me how to do it. Maybe she can show me real quick. I'm going to go to Amazon to a wish list. Do I look at the stuff first and then send it to a wish list, right? What I want.
Yeah. I'm going to let you think about it for a minute.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No, it just makes you a list. What do you think?
Well, you don't type in a tent or something. I don't know. Oh, my God.
He's learning something new, so it's going to take a while. First, he's got to go through all the ways that it shouldn't work.
What?
That's how you learn new things. You go, no, it won't do it. That's not right. That's not how you do it. Until somebody finally, like, forces you. Maybe I'll just write down the steps on a piece of paper, and you can do it for the rest of your life on that paper.
Thank you, teacher. Thank you, professor.
It's.
I'm sorry.
I think the reason we're married is because I'm dumb, and this was the only way I could get the upper hand.
Is there any
someone dumber than me?
Is there anything for breakfast that we have?
No, I gotta go get groceries.
Oh shit!
All right, thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
What holidays?
Thank you.
We got a Christmas card already.
Bye.
I told the person it's too early to send a Christmas card.
I'm at the stand this weekend. Come see me. Bye.
Peace out.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.